She had two children with him, I think, and then a newborn that was allegedly with her father. They were accused of incest. So there's a two-year-old baby that now the girl and her three kids live with their parents.
And one and very just, happy father.
And a very loving 67-year-old father that's little Joe Biden kicking around.
Really?
And they just hired a new maid on the day that this happened. But leading up to it, this the old man noticed some tracks in the snow leading from the woods into their house, into their barn, and not coming back out. He reported it to his friends. He was like, somebody, and there's no tracks leading out. So,
what?
And then the previous maid quit because she said the house was haunted. They could hear footsteps in the attic. Somebody was up in the attic so much that the guy went and checked. And he didn't find anyone. But they heard some footsteps. He found a newspaper from Munich. They didn't even live there.
What?
He was like, and he asked the postman, he was like, did you drop this? And he was like, no one orders that around here. I think somebody's just living on your property.
What the hell?
There's a ghoul on your property that likes the news.
The Munich Times.
All right. Yeah. But then one day, somebody or a group of people or a ghoul lured like the family one by one out into the barn and smashed all their heads with a pick.
What?
And then went into the house, smashed the two-year-old's head with the pick in his crib.
Yikes.
And then killed the maid in the house with the pick. And then, but you know, this is in the 20s. No one's coming by the fucking house.
Yeah.
So one guy walked by the house like a few days later, noticed lights were on and the oven was burning. Somebody was clearly still living in there. And that's it.
What?
No, there's more, but it was like
that's a spooky abrupt ending.
Yeah, very abrupt, I say. And then that's it.
What?
But no, they found a lot of spooky stuff. The investigators noticed somebody fed the animals for like 3 days and like
it's gotta be that husband. It's gotta be that hus, dude. He came back and saw that boy and said,
then after World War II, some German soldiers reported that one of the Soviet general or one of the Soviet guys in the prison camp,
yeah,
one of the guards claimed he was that guy and that he did it. That it was the father that allegedly died in World War One. He escaped to the Soviet Union.
Killed his family.
Then came back to kill his family.
He's probably like, guys, I fuck you won't believe it. And he was like, what the fuck? My dad fucked my wife?
Her dad fucked her? I'm going to kill everybody.
Oh, her dad.
Her dad fucked her.
That's even worse, right?
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah.
Not definitely. Your dad. I mean, if you had to choose.
If my dad smashed my girlfriend, I'd be like, you thought I was dead. That's fair.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for stoking
you
the flames.
You did the right thing.
Thanks for stoking the flames.
She needs this Gillis dick. It's the only way.
I mean, dude, which would you rather? I'm on you, dude. I like to not. That'd be disgusting.
If I pass away, the only one that's allowed to have his way with anybody I love is my father.
My father, for sure. For sure.
Ew.
I tell you, my dad tried to read my book and he made it 5 pages in and went, ew, and just closed it. He's like, that's fucking weird, man. He's like, I had to stop. That shit was weird.
My dad, yeah, they're very negative entities, fathers. Yeah. My dad called me this week and he was like, I got some new material for you when you come home.
Perfect.
Because the stuff you're doing now is a little stale. I was like, all right. You fucking so piece of shit.
That's so fucking funny, dude. What, he hit you with like 4 old street jokes?
No, I wish.
True.
He didn't give me. He left it open-ended. Spooky. I got to go home to get my new material.
True.
I'm doing it.
You should spread the rumor that Phil's been ghostwriting this whole
Phil
time.
Phil ghostwrites all of it.
Sitting at that computer in the basement.
God damn, how do you fucking... There's been a printer in my parents' basement next to his computer that I think is not... It's a Bluetooth printer that's just a decade and sat there, totally never used once. It's brand new. It looks brand new. Because he has no idea. And he keeps trying to send shit to the printer.
That's so funny. The glasses come down for that operation.
Glasses
dude.
Come
That's
down every single day. He's down there just...
Oh, fuck.
He's got a desktop down there. Just
that thing's so slow.
I can't believe he still has a job.
I know. He's,
like, they gotta fire him.
No, dude. They made dude, the boomers made so much money that it's just like, whatever. It's just, they are truly just the bros hanging out.
And that's how, that's all his, he's a salesman. All his partnerships are just other dudes.
Yeah.
None of them can operate computers. They have to, he has to drive to Syracuse to be like, did you get that thing? Like, there's no emails. He's got a Ford Taurus. He's got to take up to fucking Buffalo to be like, is everything good? And they're like, yes. But now all the old dudes are getting, they're getting ousted. So now it's young kids.
Oh.
Now's my dad working with dudes like our age.
How is it? He's got to be so fucking funny.
I'd be so pumped if that was my, like, one of my sales reps was Phil coming in and being like, let's go to the casino.
Oh, it'd be so like, funny.
Dude, yes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Phil's coming. We're getting fucking wrecked this weekend.
Dude.
It's the only way you can keep sales relationships alive.
True.
As you go out, you go, face to face. Fellas, let's go get fucked up. Let's have a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to outlaw that.
Who?
A lot of like companies are like, you can't go, like business expenses, you can't write off, that's like bullshit. You guys going to the bars anymore.
That's bull.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That's bull. Yeah, that's our whole economy's going to collapse.
Our whole economy is based on brewskis and handshakes. And then one of the guys fucking a stripper, hopefully for the company that you're selling to, hopefully you honeypot them.
Oh yeah.
Then you're like, bro, I didn't want to have to pull this card, but if you guys stop buying from us.
Yeah. Like, yeesh. Yikes.
Maybe.
Snap some pics.
I write a little postcard to your wife.
Oh.
Maybe I drive to your wife's house because I don't know how to even send mail.
Oh, that's the last thing you want to hear is a Taurus crunching gravel, dude, coming up your driveway. Shit.
It's Phil.
He's here.
The angel of death. You hear the Ford Taurus crunching up the driveway. You look at a car that's clearly just driven through the snow for 12 hours from Harrisburg to fucking Syracuse.
Send you a P-mail, dude.
Just go driving right straight your driveway, P-mail, dude. Just, oh.
He gets out. You see him adjusting his belt for like a minute and a half. Before
You can visibly see a burp and a fart from out there. You just see a guy go...
Just give like a 2-degree bend in his knees.
To see a fart's really funny.
Dude, I told you I hit Brittany with the ultimate the other night.
Yes.
Of just, she's talking to me. She's, who knows? She's being serious about something, and I'm looking at her, and I'm standing up, and I just go, she goes, don't. And I just slowly let my body bend backwards. She's like, stop. And I pushed out a fart as hard as I could. Hard as I could. And she just was like, that's not funny. I was just crying, laughing. I'm like, Brittany.
I mean, of course that's funny.
And I was laughing because I was like, you go upstairs. I'm sitting there doing the dishes. And I'm like, dude, even if it's true, if we live in like a absolutely mute, just pointless, cold universe, farts are funny within that. I thought about that doing the dishes. I'm like, God damn it. Even in that context, it's like, they're still funny.
Yes.
They're still so fucking funny.
Yes.
I was like, even if we are just a gigantic mistake, God damn it, how funny is a fucking fart?
Yes.
The best.
Yeah, I mean.
Of just, and leaning all the way back, like, you better not, and it's going.
I mean, you're right. Like, you're onto a very deep philosophical a truth.
And I
think this is like a Thomas Aquinas level, like proof of God.
Probably, dude.
Like proof of God.
I think so.
That like. There are these moments, even in the darkest of times.
Yeah.
That are still like...
I mean, dude, I was making weekend plans with my wife. It doesn't get any darker than that.
That's for real. Oh, God. I'm up against it right now. I'm getting crushed, dude.